Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Hello, hello, Heal Squad. Welcome back. It's going to be a great day
because we have a great guest who's going to rock your world. She rocked mine. Oh, such a good episode. You're so in for it, friends. But first, our quote of the day that comes from our guest, you're never going to outperform your own self-image. That is from Emily Ford. You're never going to outperform your own self-image. Sit with that for a second, because that is a really, really powerful statement. You know what else is powerful? Dressing well and feeling great, especially for fall. So I have some curated picks of Macy's.com/Heel Squad for you. I'm wearing their new brand On 34th that I'm obsessed with. These denim cargo pants. They're so cute and comfy, very on style right now, on trend. But you can go to Macy's.com/Heel Squad and take a look. I have a lot of really cute things there for you. Also, Macy's has a free personal stylist that I highly suggest you take advantage of. If you go to Macy's.com/own your style, it's totally free. So go there, get your free stylist on board to help you look your best. I know that actors use wardrobe to help them get into a part. If you want to feel the part at your office or in your work, you know, I know that a lot of us are doing pajamas on the bottom and a cute top on top for Zooms, and that's great, but I don't get that feeling of strength and power sometimes doing that. And when I have a really important business meeting or a really important, you know, presentation or something, I know how valuable it is to look my best so that I can feel my best. And so check this out. Use it to your advantage. Have someone help you. You can tell them what your budget is. You can pick the things that you have in your closet that you want them to work around and get something that's going to make you feel really great. That's what I love about Macy's personal stylist program. And yeah, we have holidays coming up. There are going to be a lot of mixers and things like that. And you're going to want to look your best. And sometimes you're stuck in a fashion rut and a stylist is going to pull you out. And I say to everyone, be open, because I've had stylists bring me things before and I'm like, ew, I would never wear that. I'm not a big pattern or floral person. And once in a while, I am wrong and I am pleasantly wrong. And it helps me break out of my usual pattern. And that's really, really important for so many things, as we talk about on this show, breaking patterns, new behaviors, new results. So try to break out of your fashion comfort zone too, and use a stylist to help you do that. Also, Just Thrive, friends, I am obsessed with their probiotics. That's why we are working with them. And it's made a huge difference in my whole gut area. Everything is feeling nice and flat, nice and active. Everything's working. The plumbing is working. So I'm very, very grateful to Just Thrive. In fact, I was on FaceTime with my dad's gastro yesterday because we were talking about some issues he's having. And I told the gastro about Just Thrive. I said, you know, it's one of the few that makes it to the intestines, you know. And he was like, oh, really? I haven't heard of it. And so I said, before you put my dad on that medication, let me just try this. So I'm going to have my dad do the Just Calm for his vagus nerve, because that goes from the brain down to the gut. And I'm also having him do the probiotic after every meal. And he's very difficult to discipline with pills. So I'm going to be the one who's having to be there to do it for him, but I'm going to do it. And I know he's going to have results because I do too. So friends, if you would like to try Just Thrive, you can go to justthrivehealth.com. Use the promo code Heal Squad, all one word, Heal Squad, and get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. You will not regret it, I promise you. So now, after sitting with her amazing quote, you're never going to outperform your own self-image, let me introduce you to our guest who is going to help you with that self-image. Her name is Emily Ford. Her journey from overcoming childhood trauma to becoming a successful entrepreneur and motivational speaker is truly inspiring. She's also the host of the top business podcast, The It Factor Show, and she's been recognized as the top motivational speaker under 40. We're going to be chatting all about Emily's path to healing herself, how she built a nine-figure business from nothing with no business experience, and so much more. We had such a great conversation, guys, that we're splitting this up into two episodes, because it's a lot to digest. And there's also this really intense test that we took about childhood traumas that is really informative and also can be really tough. I was not anticipating the questions. I had no idea about the test before she walked in. I did it live on the show with Kevin, and we share our results on here. So that'll be in part two. But she has such unbelievable takes on things and such a unique approach to, you know, kind of this, you know, self-help world and coaching, where she doesn't want to find your X factor. She calls it the it factor, because you, as you, are amazing and you have something in there that's unique to you. So instead of you trying to be like everybody else, you got to be you. And so we're going to explore all of that in this first episode. Hope you enjoy. Emily, so glad to have you here today.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you.
I have followed your journey for over a decade, and you have just been like so consistently real, and it's been refreshing for me to have a female role model. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's funny, when I was reading up on you and seeing how much you do in branding, I was like, Kevin, you have to be a part of this episode.
Oh,
because Kevin is like king brander. He's so good at it as well.
Love it.
So he'll be piping in, I'm sure, throughout this episode. But I want to get into your background, because it's so funny. Again, when I was reading up on you, one of the things that really stuck out to me was that you became an entrepreneur with no business background.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin knows this. Mm-hmm. My biggest block, I think, in my life is always thinking that I don't know enough mm-hmm. about business to be good at business, though I know I have really good business instincts,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that a lot of women, we always want to be perfect at everything to go out and do it. And that's what stops us from doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's a really good place to kind of start, because you did it without it. and you built a nine-figure business, maybe more, I don't know mm-hmm. now, but you built a business that's thriving and so huge without it.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to The Way, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Right. Yeah. No, it's such a good place to start. So many people have so much wisdom and knowledge, and they don't feel like they're qualified.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mind-blowing to me when I coach people. I'm like, what? Like, do you know like what you're saying? Like, people would pay a lot of money for that. Like, if we just packaged it up, like, this is a solution people are praying for. But for some reason, it's like, I don't think I know enough. Why? Because you didn't get a certificate or a degree or, you know? And so my journey started with wanting a better life. Like, truly, I wanted to design my life. And I worked as a nanny, as a massage therapist. I bought a house, had 4 girls live with me to pay the mortgage. Like, I was trying, but it wasn't until I found and got a mentor when I was 23 and learned, like, there's another way to create wealth. But I actually, like, leaned into it knowing I don't know shit about any of this. Like, I know nothing, how to close a sale, how to get clients, nothing. But I was like, I'm willing to just dive into the deep end of the pool. And as they always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so I was like, okay, I'm the student. And so literally when I started, I slept on a mattress on the floor. I unplugged the TV and I'm like, I'm going to create the life of my dreams. I don't care if it takes me 5 years or 10 years or whatever, I'm committed to it. And in that process, I've learned so much that now it's like, oh my gosh, I can easily go speak on it, train on it like that. But it's because I did it.
How long have you been doing this for?
14 years.
And explain to everybody exactly what it is you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, my first business I did was in the health and wellness space, so supplements. And I basically sold those products, but taught others to do the same. And I did that in the US, Canada, South Korea, Europe, everywhere, and really, really like got distributors to build out and build, you know, an army of people that were great at sales. So that's what I did initially. And now what
Which is a great way to start, right?
Yeah.
Sales is so important.
Oh my gosh, it's everything.
And then you know how to sell yourself too.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with personal brand, right? It's like we can have, you know, 500 insurance agents, but why is that one crushing it and the rest aren't? It's because of his identity, his personal brand. So that's a lot of what I do today is personal branding, consulting, and not only just brand, but how to create a movement. I love creating a movement mm-hmm. and change. That's what I'm all about. And
great. Maybe you can help us start a movement here.
Let's go. Oh my gosh. I feel like you're moving and grooving on it. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
you do.
I'm saying, Kev, like, you know, I like when I think of a movement, it's like it's really getting everyone globally mm-hmm. behind being the CEO of their health.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to hear you.
Well, it might be recording.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, I'd love to be able to explore, you know, I love that. Create a movement, create a community, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. that's incredible. I think so many people want to do that, but then they think, not me. I could never.
Right.
But that's your formula.
Yeah.
To hear more. I don't want to hijack the interview. Well, I want to know.
Well, phase one is like, okay, let's build a business. Let's build a personal brand. And it's so me-centric, right? It's like so centered on what are my colors and what am I going to sell and what appearances do I have and all that. And that is great and fine and dandy. But I always challenge people to go a level deeper. And it's like, what's the cause? What's the mission?
Yeah.
And when you make the mission the main guy, I believe that like God will take you places you could never go alone because your motives matter.
Yes.
And you know, for me, it's like, I always speak to this, like God knows the motives of our heart. So you got to pray for clarity and purpose to find that. And a way to find that, because people always ask, like, how do I figure out my purpose? It's mm-hmm. like, figure out what breaks your heart, what royally Ooh. Pisses you off. And for me, my company's called The It Factor. And the reason is because I would get in these environments with personal development and sales. And it's like, find your X factor. You have to have charisma. You dress like this, do that. And I'm like, no. You're already it. My artist, cameraman with tattoos, and he's just so artistic, right? Don't tell him to try to be like me. It's never going to work. He's already it. And he just needs to believe it. And so, Maria, that breaks my heart because I've been training people that don't see the beauty within them. And they're trying to be someone they're not. They're wearing a mask. Mm. So when we wear a mask, it's like it lowers our energy. It lowers our frequency, our vibration. We're not really who we are. And so with that being said, back to the question is like figuring out what breaks your heart, what royally pisses you off. What's the solution to that? And then make your mission, like make it known and involve other people in the mission. And so that's what I've done within my personal brand. It's all about mission. And it's like, I'm a few steps ahead of you. I'm still dealing and healing through my own stuff as well. And I'm speaking about it every single day and getting people involved in the mission. So now they're not just bought into a personal brand. Mm. They're bought into the mission.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I always say with Heal Squad. I'm like, I'm on the journey with you. This was for me just as much as it's for everybody else. We're doing it together. But I want to go back to the It Factor. And I think that's so brilliant. Along with nobody, I haven't heard anybody say, find out what pisses you off.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I always say for like when you're trying to figure out a business, like find out what's annoying you that you can't find, that mm-hmm. you want, that's not on the shelf. So back in the day, I wanted to start a pet line because every time I'd go into Target, I would be so frustrated that they only had red, green, and blue leashes. They were boring as hell.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything. I was a dog mom and I wanted to like do all these things and I wanted it. And so I remember coming up with this whole dog line, but the contract I was under wouldn't allow me to go off and branch out and do this. And now it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. But that was something that was annoying me that I wanted that didn't exist.
Right.
It wasn't out there. I never thought about it from the perspective of your own personal brand, because we always talk about here, see somebody. Try to see people in your life because no one ever feels seen.
That's right.
So what you're doing, and Kevin does this with people all the time. He's so good at seeing people. It can be annoying sometimes. So like we'll be at the mall and the clerk behind the counter is ringing up our items and he's, you know, all of a sudden gets this download about what they're supposed to do in their life. Mm-hmm. And then he has to instruct them on how to do it. And now it's an hour later and I'm waiting to go home. And, but, you know, he sees people and he sees what they're supposed to do. So he has like a clairvoyant nature to him with it too. But to know that all of us individually, our individuality is our strength and that it factor is in there. You just have to kind of figure out which one of maybe many or what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And start cultivating it.
Yeah.
How do you find out what your it factor is?
Or your mission, right? It's like, seems like it's finding your purpose and your mission, which you said is through prayer and figuring out what breaks your heart, right? Mm-hmm. But what else, like, is there?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people go, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Right. Well, the first thing to uncover and to realize is all the lies that you have been believing, which is lies that you're not good enough, that, you know, you don't look like somebody else. And so often, you know, we get into industries where we have people to model and to emulate, but you don't have the same DNA makeup, right? And so
No one's going to be you.
No, and I there's two fundamental truths. One is you're divinely and uniquely created down to a cellular level. So no matter how hard I try, I will never be you, right? And it sounds so elementary, but when I go speak to these like business guys, I'm like, you've been beating yourself up and you haven't been leaning in to your strengths, the thing that make your quirks, right? Like your laugh is one of the greatest laughs of all time. And it's just like, it's so disarming and it's so bright, right? And no matter how hard I try, like I'll just
hang out with me for a little bit. It's contagious.
We'll start roaring.
But funny enough, my cousin, when I was leaving Boston to move to LA, he's like, whatever you do, lose the laugh.
Isn't that
funny?
Oh, don't lose the laugh.
That was the advice.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how.
Yeah, no, but, no, it's a part of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also what else is a truth is that everything has been already designed, is the good, the bad, the ugly, the great. And so what are we going to use it for? And as our friend Tony Robbins says, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. So using those past life experiences as well. And so when I look at like brand and help people lean into their it factor, it's first having that realization of what lies have I been buying into. And it could be from the people some people live with or just how they grew up, of programming, all of it that has conditioned them to think that they're some kind of way, right? If they're told they're not smart enough, not this, not that. Mm-hmm. And then I also dive into childhood trauma as well, like what happens before the age of 18 And this is things that really hold us back from finding real love, accepting love. This is generational curses passed down if we don't ever really lean in and heal from these things. And this is just so personal for me, because when I went on my development journey, there was so much from the past where I was like, oh, okay, we got to look at this. Like, why am I not able? Why am I blocking certain things, especially with love? Mm-hmm. Why am I blocking? Like, I have this great man who wants to love me and care for me. And why am I blocking him? And just so many things, right? So I look at past experiences as well, healing and dealing from that. And then going, what have I learned, though, that now I can extract and teach other people? Mm-hmm. And so I look at today, I think the best personal brands, which you do this so extremely well, you do. And it's, I'm an expert, an influence in one area. I can teach you these things. I'm human with flaws and a tremendous amount of vulnerability. This is what I'm learning. And you oscillate between the both, and you show us the real you, the raw you, but also you're encouraging me along the way. You're teaching me things that you're great in. And I just believe the best brands right now, personal brands, they're showing both sides. I think some of the people, even in the personal development industry that I love so much, like I want to coach them though on their personal brand, because I'm like, don't just show you on stage all the time.
Yeah.
I want to see like just more real you,
yeah,
you know? Because that humanizes it, and it makes people lean in and want to be on the journey with you.
Well, that's why whenever I have them in studio, I'm always trying to get their, let's say, their flaws out or their humanness out, because it's so unrealistic to believe that they're that perfect and they're vibrating at that level at all times, because I know I'm not. I know I'm having my moments. I know I'm having my bad days. I know that I'm having things that, you know, patterns that will come back. I'll have been great for a whole year, and then all of a sudden the pattern just shows up again. I'm like, frig, I thought I got that over with. But, and then the other thing is, I get the privilege and the curse, I guess, of seeing the other side, of seeing them off camera.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it doesn't match what other people see. So I've had to come to the conclusion that if their teachings are helping people, it doesn't matter. Because all that matters is someone is being affected in a positive way, and they can take that and go, while that person is maybe still working on themselves behind the scenes. Because at first I was like, wait, you are a walking contradiction. You are on camera preaching all this stuff, and then behind the scenes you're mad.
Yeah.
You can't even hold it together. And so I had to come to that conclusion. But
yeah,
it is hard when people, you know, that's why, you know, with my mom's caretaking journey too, people would be like, oh my God, you're such an amazing daughter. I'm like, trust me, I've had my moments.
Yeah.
And I had to share, like, in this little doc piece, that I even had to apologize to her on her deathbed for being mean at times, for being short, because you're going to.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about it without crying. It's so hard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, please don't think that like I'm this perfect daughter, because I'm not. I am doing a lot. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm trying my hardest. But no matter what, there's always that dark side to all of us.
That's right.
We're not all perfect.
That's right. Yeah. And we're flawed.
Yeah.
Which makes us beautiful. And I just think there's this perfection thing. And I still deal with the spirit of perfection too, where I just got to let it go. Like, let it go. And I always pray for that. Like, just let me, show me the real, like, let me have the courage to show my scars and share this, because I know at the end of the day that's going to make more impact than the Instagram filter.
Yeah, I know. You know, I have a hard time with it too. It's not easy, because what we see is people are rewarded for the opposite.
That's right.
People are rewarded for looking perfect, you know, doing everything perfect, having the perfect life. I remember there were moments where throughout the years, I would show something, you know, I was upset about, and then you get so much hate.
I know.
And they're like, yeah, you should be so lucky. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to say anything. Whether it was like about a something in the news or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you also have to kind of understand that these social platforms aren't built for really a lot of vulnerability, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know how you navigate
the
lengths of vulnerability you'll go through there.
Yeah. There are certain things, like, I just don't go there because I don't feel called to, like politics, things like that. Where I feel like my lane is like the personal stuff that I deal with, right? Like for example, we did a stint in Europe. We were speaking in Poland and then London. We did a pit stop in Lake Como, which I highly recommend.
We love and Lake Como.
I just had too much on my plate. And then we had an event Jake and I hosted after. And it was just too much where I know better. And we got home with and the luggage everywhere. And then the next event's coming. And I just looked at him and I go, I know better. Cause I'm an introvert. I'm a feeler. I need to retreat.
Overfilled your schedule.
Yes. And I looked like hungover. I looked crazy. I felt puffy. I felt out of control is what I felt. I was like, and so I just went on my Instagram, Hot Mess Express, and I just said, you know, I just said, we know better. I know better than this. And I said, I just want to be real with how I'm feeling. Like, because you see the production. You'll see us have our event. You'll see all of it. But I want you to know what goes on before this. I go in 24 hours. I have 40 people flying in for a VIP thing. And I go, this is how I'm feeling right now. And it's a lesson that I put on too much and I know better than this. And the amount of people saying like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like, I just made them feel normal.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff, how I navigate it. Cause it's like my truth. And if you don't like my truth, then take a freaking hike. Like, this is my
That's the part I have to get better at.
I don't give up. I'm like, bye.
I'm getting better. But I'm getting better.
It goes back to what she said about it. I think she said, only speaking out about the things that matter, right?
That you're called to.
That you're called to.
That you're called to. Yeah.
That's the key thing. I think too many people speak about things they're not necessarily called to.
Yeah.
They're just reacting.
Well, they're a part of the echo chamber. It's like, oh, everyone's talking about this, so I must. It's like, really?
I know. I had to give a friend advice about that had no idea about anything about politics, was new to this country, and was asking me for my personal beliefs that he could then go spout about and speak about and say. And I was like, just stay out of the conversation because you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And you're only going to get yourself into trouble.
Yeah.
And your beliefs aren't necessarily my beliefs, even if we're best friends. It doesn't make any sense. But I think helping people be released of that lesser feeling that you get by watching everyone look like they have it all together is important. Even as a new mom, I've been, with everyone that I'm talking to, when they're like, how is it? Is she sleeping or whatever? I'm like, yeah, she's sleeping, but I have a nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want you to know my journey is completely opposite of yours.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to carry a baby. I didn't have to push it out. I didn't have to deal with postpartum. And I have a nurse. It is a completely different story.
Yeah.
Because I have friends who are simultaneously going through absolute hell. And I don't want anybody to look at themselves and feel like, oh, what is she doing right and I'm doing wrong?
Right. Exactly.
So it is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's get back to building personal brands.
Can I ask
and
a question?
Yes, of course, honey.
I love the idea of you go back to childhood traumas before 18, because I think that's the important thing for anything in life, which you mentioned, relationships, career, et cetera. Have you explored the relationship between traumas before 18 and perfectionism? Have you just
a little bit? What I explored is, because I grew up without a father.
Okay.
And it's actually a tragic story. I had another brother who passed under my dad's watch. And then when my mom got pregnant with me, he really wanted me to be a boy. But my mom would pray, like, I pray it's not, because we can't replace Davey, was my brother's name that died. And obviously when I was born, I was a girl. And so my dad left my mom in the hospital. And that was the end of that. And
oh my God.
My mom got mad when I was young and told me that. So I grew up fatherless, but then like just thinking I was never enough. So what I have learned through therapy and healing and all this is like that spirit of perfection. Like because I was alone a lot as well, like because she was trying to just put food on the table, like I didn't have attention. So I was trying to get attention through perfection or whatever. And so that's really what I've linked it to.
Yeah. So we had someone on the show, an expert, and they were going deep with this. And they said exactly that. It's the need for control. And it stems from fear. I'm looking at my old notes. It stems from fear.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, you already said there was so many fears attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
But then that need for control. But I just think this perfectionism, I see it so much.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so crippling.
Yeah.
Because again, just like you said, everyone's uniquely, DNA is unique. That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's also a fact that there's no such thing as perfect.
Right.
Nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
But yet,
I know,
we're seeking
that.
We've
spent our lives.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Making perfection.
But go back to what you said. If
goal.
You go to what happened before 18, that's what starts, which I love what your brand is doing, because it's you unlock everything at the source. Then, you know, rather than just put the Band-Aid over, I'm not going to be a perfectionist anymore.
Right.
I think it's a little deeper than that. Like you explored your childhood. That makes total sense.
Okay, friends. I hope you loved Emily and this conversation as much as I did. If you did, please share this episode with a friend. Share it on social media. Help us get the word out. And come back tomorrow for part two of my conversation with Emily Ford. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.